This is Ozarks at Large. The president of the Yoga Alliance, the largest international trade organization for yoga schools and teachers, was in Arkansas earlier this week. He was here to build opposition to a new state effort to regulate yoga teacher trainers. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Andrea Fournet operates Arkansas Yoga Center on Green Acres Road in Fayetteville.
It keeps me pretty much pain-free. Physically still active. My joints and my mobility is still there. I can still get down on the floor with the little kids. I'm almost 60. It also helps you with your digestion, your metabolism as you age. It helps with balance. You know yourself in space. And the body is also the mind, and it helps keep that calmness and also the concentration and just dealing with our daily life stress.
Arkansas Yoga Center, going on its 10th year, is the region's premier yoga facility. 20 independent contract teachers work at AYC, teaching every permutation of yoga to hundreds of registered patrons a week. The center also counts 3 active faculty, including Fournet, who teach and certify practitioners to become teachers.
So our teacher certification process takes over 8 months to 9 months to do. Starts in February and usually ends in October. They have the opportunity to teach. They teach in our presence. They teach in classes. They come to weekend immersions. It's a pretty strong, in-depth course.
Compared to most, AYC's training is more rigorous, says Fournet. And those credentials are typically listed after a teacher's name on any literature, including accumulated hours of training.
Okay. E-R-Y-T is a designation given by the Yoga Alliance, which is a national organization that creates standards for yoga teachers and yoga schools. So E-R-Y-T, E stands for experienced, R stands for registered, Y stands for yoga, and T stands for teacher. So we are also an RYS, which is a registered yoga school. And we were registered with the Yoga Alliance in 2001, and I was registered with them in 1999.
Yoga schools in Arkansas have gone unregulated. That is until late July, when the Arkansas State Board of Private Career Education notified all Arkansas yoga education centers, including Fournet's, via certified mail, saying they will be required to register and pay annual licensing fees.
So I read it, and it was a pretty strong letter. It was a letter, it wasn't like saying, hey, yoga schools, we're thinking about doing this, or we'd like to talk to you, or we'd like to interview you and get some ideas. No, this is what's happening, and you need to, you know, take action right away. Please call us if you have any questions. It wasn't like, we need to hear from you. So I called.
12 schools in places like Little Rock, Jasper, and Northwest Arkansas were notified about the pending regulation, but only a handful of school directors have participated in the draft rulemaking, Fournet says. She has not. Still, she's monitoring progress. The draft regulation as it stands to teach yoga in Arkansas states that instructors must accrue 5 years of yoga training, 1,000 documented hours of teaching yoga, and CPR certification.
I'm at a position in a place right now that I oppose it. And I'm opposing it right now because I think there's more to this, to yoga schools and to what's going on than what we're seeing on the surface right now. I think we need to take time and investigate, but also maybe not even be required to be licensed in the state of Arkansas. I don't think it's, we don't fall in the same categories as the other private education schools.
Yoga schools in 22 states are required to register with state licensing boards, Andrea Fournet discovered. Brenda Gurman is director of the Arkansas State Board of Private Career Education.
And this agency licenses all the post-secondary private career training that's offered in the state, truck driving, income tax, modeling, body art, and on and on.
This will be the first time Arkansas yoga teacher training schools will need to register, says Brenda Gurman.
If you're training someone for anything that leads to or enhances a career, it has to be licensed. And we do have some exemptions in our law for specific things that they may be, but it's to protect. We're a consumer protection agency.
But the state's leading Arkansas yoga teacher trainer, Andrea Fournet, disagrees.
Okay, so the consumer interests that they are protecting or thinking they are protecting are the students, I call them trainees, teacher trainees, that are signing up for your school. So I sign up 15 a year. Okay, it's not a huge group. I think if you want to protect anybody in the consumer, is a regular public Joe Blow walking off the street and taking a class from a teacher, not about regulating a school. We're actually being put into the same thing as real estate school, truck driving school. I would say, wager to guess, take away all the schools, all the teachers that have training schools and have a studio or have a place in their home that they do trainings. You take just a regular yoga teacher that goes into a gym or into a studio or teaches here at my yoga center. None of them make a full-time living at it.
Brenda Gurman says the concept to license yoga instructors came up during a national board email conversation shortly after she and staff began to notify Arkansas Yoga Studios. Meeting board requirements will be rigorous, she says, including curriculum and staff credential review and site visits. Annual fees will be prorated on tuition income between $600 and $3,000 annually.
Some of them are not real happy about it, which that always happens when it's anything new. We don't like change. There was some concern that maybe we were trying to put some people out of business. Well, we're not trying to put anyone out of business.
And guest teachers from out of state will have to be licensed in Arkansas to teach here, Gurman says.
If they're from Texas and they're going to come in and do a weekend training, they're going to have their license just like the schools in Arkansas do.
The push to license guest teachers will crush her businesses, Arkansas Yoga Center Director Andrea Fournier.
I bring international and national teachers from all over. And for me to then to have to be registered, they're teaching under my registration. They're teaching for me in my school. So I'm opposed to that because they're not going to get registered. There are teachers. There are 28 states out there don't require registration. Licensing. They don't require licensing. That's what I mean.
Richard Karpels, director of the Yoga Alliance, an international trade association for yoga, representing yoga teachers in schools in over 130 countries and territories. The Alliance registries credentialed 53,000 registered yoga teachers and 3,200 registered yoga schools, including 199 teachers in 12 schools in Arkansas. Karpel filed a formal letter of opposition to the Arkansas Board of Private Career Education, claiming yoga teacher training programs rarely produce full-time vocations.
Just because there simply aren't careers there as yoga teachers. There are a handful of people in the United States. And if you look at Arkansas, who are the people that teach yoga or who are the people who work full-time on yoga? That's people who own yoga studios. So they do, maybe they also teach, but the business, if you ask the business they're in or what career they're in, they would say they own a yoga studio. There are very few people in Arkansas making a living teaching yoga.
In his letter, which he mailed to yoga studios across Arkansas, Richard Karpel says abundant evidence suggests most students enroll in yoga teacher training for personal and recreational reasons, not for careers. And he says the requirements to be licensed are overly strict and create barriers. Richard Karpel is also concerned that Arkansas Private Career Education Board staff lack expertise or understanding of yoga theory, practice, and instruction. The draft Arkansas Yoga Teacher Training Program licensing regulation will go through a public hearing process with the final version going before the state legislature for review early next year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.